If you're lucky, people will tell you that they love you. Your friends, your family, your romantic partners. But it's rare that all the people who love you are in one room. And even rarer that they tell you the exact reasons why they love you. The impact you have on the world is hard to measure. For this project, to give Delaney the feeling of being surrounded by the people that she loves, and I want her to know how much she is loved, not only by me, but all of the people in her life. This is why I love Delaney Leach. First, the outer circle. A general overview from people who don't know her that well. As close as we can get to a first impression. I find Mike, one of her coworkers, at the library.
I think Delaney is very composed and very kind, measured, affable, friendly, and warm.
Hi, Delaney. It's Anna, and I just want to say that you are so confident, so cool, so funny, and I love how calm you can be in the face of the most abject adversity.
Then I talk to my friends, who I knew liked her, but I wasn't sure if they were at the love stage yet.
Kill this. I'm Emma Prankey, and I like Delaney because she's very cool and very stylish. I'm just a neat person.
This is Lacey Prankey, and I love Delaney because I think she's delightful and intelligent and super fun, and also a very good addition to Ralph's gang.
I'm Rio Lopez Wild. And I love Delaney because she's a very kind and welcoming person. And she was totally fine with me tagging along on the Taylor Swift concert a year ago. And yeah, that means a lot.
Next, our book club. People we've known for a long time at varying levels of distances. The girls happen to be all together for a weekend. And then, of course, Mitchell, a man who is 5'9 on IMDb because of Delaney.
Hi, this is Lauren.
This is Emily.
And Eliana, and we know Delaney from our time in the RC Players at Michigan.
I wanted to say what I really like about Delaney is how thoughtful she is, how considerate, and how she goes about living her life to the fullest and doing what she wants.
I always loved Delaney for her creativity and getting to work with her on such awesome projects in the Players. I think she's just such a wonderful, kind person that brings light to any room.
And I would say that Delaney is such a caring person, really cares about all her friends, very creative and fun to be around. And we also have the privilege, all three of us, of being in book club with her now, even outside of college. So yeah, just really fun to hang out with her on like a monthly basis and chat.
My name is Mitchell Sally, and I know Delaney from years of being in the same theater organization and the same book club, and also just years of being wonderful little friends together. And there's so much to love about the one and only Delaney Leach, but something that I think is a distinct ability of Delaney's is that in a brief moment of silence or a lull in conversation, Delaney interjects with something that is either incredibly poignant, hilarious, or oftentimes both, in a way that only Delaney is capable of contributing. And I think it's so distinct of them and so charming of them, and it's what I think of when I think of Delaney.
If you're lucky, you make friends at work. And Delaney Leach is pretty lucky. The following interviews are with her work family, her friends from her job at Brilliant Books.
Oh, it's already starting. Hi, yeah, no, Delaney.
Okay, so your name?
My name is Sophie.
And then how do you know Delaney?
I know Delaney from working at Brilliant Books. I like so much about Delaney. I like that we plot all sorts of schemes. I like that we talk consistently, and she just yaps with me about literally anything and supports me when I make really bad mistakes. And that we are starting an empire known as Sky Daddy.
What?
Yeah. The first time that we bonded was it was actually a hard day where we both were really not doing well, and it was the day after the election, and we neither of us were doing okay, and this is rough that I'm using this as my, like, fond memory, but that was the day we bonded because we both were saying how upset we were and that we were just not wanting to work and not doing okay. But yeah, I remember that fondly because that was the moment we were like, oh, I think we're gonna be pals. Yeah. She's very warm and comforting, but maybe she knows that. I don't know. And also, she's very funny and quick-witted and very easy to talk to. And sometimes it seems like she thinks she's awkward or, like, she gets really shy. And I'm like, you're really not. You're very easy to talk to and funny.
Just say your name.
I'm Chloe. I'm sorry. I can be so serious, I promise. This is Chloe. This is Chloe reporting in from WW Really a Books TZ.
How do you know Delaney?
I knew Delaney from our job that we both work at.
And that is
WW Brilliant Books. TC. Like, well, okay. Wow, this like empty space is gonna say you gotta edit that out, or she's gonna be like, no one likes me.
No, I'm gonna leave in every awkward.
All of the awkward pauses. Delaney's my buddy, my pal. I don't know. I feel like she's like, first of all, she's down to party. I can get very silly in a way that's very incomprehensible, and I feel like she's always down to party with my silly. She's also down to party with everyone else's silly. Like, Sophie's silly is very different from my silly, and she's down to party with all the silly. Which is a fantastic trait to have in both a coworker and a buddy. And then also, I feel like she's doing a really good job with her new shift lead duties, especially when it comes to being down to get silly. She's also down to get serious, which I appreciate. And I feel like she always hears me out when I'm, like, frustrated or if I'm at a roadblock, and she always double-checks my work, which I appreciate because I ask for that to be done literally all day, and it has to get annoying. What a queen. Every once in a while, we, like, both walk to our car because we park in the same place, mm-hmm. and that's always very pleasant.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm like, do people here only like me because we have to, because we work here? But then Delaney will voluntarily talk to me outside of work, which is like, oh, awesome! So that makes me happy when that happens. Well, also, one time we ran into each other at Joanne's, and she introduced me to her mom, and we talked about yarn, and that was really lovely.
Oh, that's nice. Because
once again, I've been spoken to outside of work, which makes me feel appreciated. I do feel like she's, like, a weirdly calming presence, which, again, I think also, like, returns to her being down with the silly, no matter what the silly is. Like, I never feel like the way that I am acting around Delaney is a way that Delaney would not want me to behave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is just, like, very... I feel reassured.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Carissa Yonan. I know Delaney largely from work, but also book club, and we're just friends now.
Oh, cool.
So, I love just hanging out with Delaney and chatting, honestly. We make each other laugh just with the random shit that we say. I love her general attitude towards everything. Even when we are having a bad day at work, we, like, figure out ways to make it quirky and fun. And, I don't know, she's just really fun to hang out with. I like thinking back to when we first, because we started working at Brilliant, like, 4 months apart. And when we both were first starting out, on Sundays, it was the two of us and Max, and we called ourselves Sunday Crew. And we caused a lot of chaos, so much so that now we don't work together on Sundays anymore. But yeah, that, and then going to Ren Fair was really fun. Maddie's Giving, of course. Classic memes, with him curled up on that platform, naked. But yeah, no, and also Twilight movie marathons and just generally movie nights are always really fun. And now our restaurant tour that we're doing, we're embarking on. Even when, like I was saying earlier, when we were having, like, a rough day at work, I feel like she never really shows a lot of negativity about it. Like, we're like obviously very upset about something that happens or whatever, or there's like a bad customer or something, and she just like always turns it around into something funny, or like we just make jokes about it. So yeah, I just think she's very candid. I don't know, it's very funny.
This is Olivia. So I met Delaney through Carissa at the bookstore, but we would have been friends either way, because whether or not Carissa had worked there, we would have been in Brilliant all the time, and our energies would have aligned anyway. And after that, it was, what do I love about Delaney?
Yes, what do you love about?
What I love about Delaney is her I'm just a little guy energy. I think that she is one of the funniest people we know. And she never fails to make me laugh. Even when she's keeping it real, she can't help but do it in the funniest of ways. So she's always super fun to be around. And when I think of Delaney, I always think of our Twilight movie marathons. So it's a lot of quoting. It's a lot of horror at what Max does and does not know about Twilight or High School Musical or anything. But those are always the best nights, just eating a ton of popcorn, way too much cheese, and laughing ourselves silly over Edward Cullen. What I love about Delaney is her I'm just a little guy energy. I think that she is one of the funniest people we know, and she never fails to make me laugh. Even when she's keeping it real, she can't help but do it in the funniest of ways. So she's always super fun to be around. And when I think of Delaney, I always think of our Twilight movie marathons. So it's a lot of quoting. It's a lot of horror at what Max does and does not know about Twilight or High School Musical or anything. But those are always the best nights, just eating a ton of popcorn, way too much cheese, and laughing ourselves silly over Edward Cullen.
I don't remember if I sent you the questions or not.
You did not.
Okay, it's fine. That's okay. I just need to say your name and how you know Delaney.
Okay.
And just like, what do you like about her?
Oh, okay. Slay. Hi, I'm Max. I know Delaney from Brilliant Books and also Alaskalands. I love Delaney because she is just like one of the bubbliest, brightest people that I know. And she's so passionate about all the things that she loves. And she is so thoughtful. And I love that she commits to a bit hard. I think one of my favorite moments with Delaney, actually, I have two things. One, Maddie's Giving was so much fun. And I'm so fond of us like driving down and then driving back and spending another like full 2 hours in the car. After we got back from Maddie's Giving, just talking. Also, I love her commitment to stand in a parking lot with me after a function for hours. We love shutting down a parking lot, and I love someone who is willing to do that with me. And there are so many fond, like, Tattle parking lot and Target parking lot memories. So I don't know if I have, like, something super specific, but I think prolonged after the hangouts, I would say I very much enjoy. I think she's like surprisingly perceptive sometimes, that she is able to tell like when I'm in a mood, sometimes even when I'm not. And I also think she is very smart, and just in the way she like exists within the world and analyzes how other people exist within the world, I think is very interesting. And we have a lot of interesting discussions about like celebrity and like things like that. And I think she's very smart about how people like interact with the world around them, and the way she analyzes it, I think is very interesting.
It's nice seeing her through other people's eyes. Oftentimes she asks me, what's my first impression? What do people think about me? How do I come across? And it's kind of impossible for me to separate myself. I feel sometimes that we're close and I can't step back. I can't lift the veil of all my feelings and thoughts and love for her and figure out what other people are thinking about her as well. It's great to talk to people who love her about her. and see the things that they notice and love about her that I see all the time, but I think I take them for granted sometimes. I don't think any podcast about Delaney would be complete without some notes from the Slime Factory.
So, okay. Do you want to start?
Nope.
Okay. So my name... My name is Mari. No, don't turn the camera off. Okay, I'm just starting over. And I'm locking it. I'm so sorry.
I'll audio edit. I'll cut out anything that's like, we just need one clean take.
One clean take.
I'm Mari. And Delaney is my sister's girlfriend. And I love Delaney Leach because I enjoy her passion for many things, such as Taylor Swift and Gilmore Girls. But also, I enjoy watching my sister and Delaney interact with each other in a way that, I know that sounds kind of creepy, but in a way that sort of like, they love each other a lot. And I think you can tell when they talk to each other. So I think that that's nice. And a story I would like to tell is one time me and my friend Matilda made slime with Delaney and Aria and her friends in Witch Frat. And I think that was an important turning point in all of our lives, honestly.
My name's Matilda, and I know Delaney because Delaney is my best friend Mari's older sister Aria's girlfriend. And I would say I love Delaney Leach because of that bond, and because I feel like for me, I see Mari as family, and I see Mari's family as my family. And I don't know, Delaney's been there for like a long time, like when Mari and I went and made slime with her when we were in middle school. And I think Mari's answer was really good about how like it's beautiful to see Aria happy, but I also think like for me, it was really meaningful to see like a young, happy, like queer women couple. And that's something that I do still cherish, like having in my life, because it's like my older gay sisters. And I feel like that's really beautiful. And then one story that I have about Delaney is when Mari and I were in middle school, when we were in the eighth grade, and Mari and Aria's nephew King was being born. He had a baby shower, and at that baby shower we played a baby shower game where you couldn't say baby, and each person had like three clothespins that they started with, and if somebody else caught you saying baby, they would take your clothespin. And one time Delaney took my clothespin when I didn't even say baby, and she didn't even give it back. And I just felt like I was really bonded with Delaney in that moment. Despite my hatred for her, I really admired her passion for that game. And I feel like that was really significant for me because I was like, her and I are sort of narrative foils in a lot of ways, in which we are the like sort of brunette white woman that one of the Davis sisters brings around.
I also think as just a duo, I think it's two other things that happened as for some reason we've spent a lot of time together as a group of four.
A quartet,
even. We went up north that one time, and I feel like that was really important.
I think that's the first time I had met Delaney.
Yeah, we played that game and we enjoyed food together, and I feel like that was really beautiful experience. And also we cut Aria's hair.
And Delaney was there.
And with love and with some anxiety.
A little bit of anxiety about how the hair may never grow back and how Aria's teeth may just keep getting further and further apart from each other.
So, I forgot about that. That
did stand out to me. I also, about our trip up north, there was a day where we went to the mystery spot and all four of us were like, we should all wear our dresses today. And we all did. And it was beautiful. And we were girls together, I would say.
Wow, we were girls together.
And since we're hearing from the Davis family, a few thoughts from my mom.
Hi, this is Wendy Longmire, Aria's mom. I know Delaney because she is my daughter's girlfriend. I have a story about Delaney. I once was in the bookstore and we were looking for a gift for the granddaughter, and Delaney went above and beyond, of course. She was very helpful, and that doesn't surprise me because that is the character that I would expect from a kind human being, which is one of the things that I love about Delaney. It's important to me that she is a kind human being, and I sense that, but I also know that because if ever Aria is in any dire need for some extra love, some support, I know and feel confident that Delaney will be there. Delaney is also a triple threat, which is my favorite: beautiful, kind, and intelligent. Kind, in parentheses, talented. It doesn't get much better than that, and I would want to know her even if she was not dating my daughter. But I am grateful for that relationship and grateful to know her, and that she's in my life. I consider her family, but I also admire her as that kind human being.
Okay, so your name?
Imad.
And then finally, the people who know her best, love her best, and love her the most.
We met in college, our freshman year. Ooh, that's a tough question, because there's a lot of things that I love about Delaney Leach. I think she's very funny. I think she has such a good memory that it makes kind of continuing conversations really easy with her. We have a lot of inside jokes together because of her really strong memory, and as a result, we can kind of reference things from the past and reminisce and like connect. I also think we have like generally a similar sense of kind of world views and how we approach things. I think a memory I have with her that kind of I think back to, and I know she thinks back to, is kind of the East Quad closet where we kind of sealed ourselves in and talked for about a minute. It's such a special moment for us.
What's your name?
Sam Allen. I actually was never introduced to Delaney Leach. We sat on opposite sides of Aria for our first class, second semester, freshman year. And I only learned her name because I glimpsed it on her M card. But so I met Delaney through film class, but I didn't really meet Delaney until after our class watched The Shining and we were walking back to East Quad for dinner. And I think all of us were just so like shook by what we saw that we just needed to talk about it. And we've been friends ever since.
What do you love about Delaney?
I love so much about Delaney. This is an impossible question. I'm sure a lot of people have said this, but her infallible memory is iconic, thank God, because I don't know what I've done in my life. So I'm glad someone has a record. I like that she has like such a sharp sense of humor, and I think she has like such strong opinions, and like such a like a good like resolution. That's a weird way to say it, but I think like she's a really fun person to just like get her take on things. Like, I think she always has like really like fascinating and insightful things to say about various topics. I think her being like so knowledgeable on a wide variety of things also makes having conversations with her just really fun. I like just like goofing off with her and just like basically like sitting on a couch and gossiping for hours and like talking about shit and overanalyzing things together. She's one of my favorite people to talk to. I think she knows this about herself, but she's incredibly smart, and I feel like we don't talk about it enough. And that she's very funny. I think her sense of humor is underrated because it's just too quick. You know, you blink and you miss it. I didn't talk about a memory for her. I realized I did, like, when I met her. Does that count?
You can talk about your... Do you have a memory that you want to add?
I can guess it. This is a lot of me. One of the first times Delaney and I hung out, and I think really bonded, it was late at night. I have no idea what we were doing beforehand. Delaney let me know. But, we kept, like, walking each other to our dorms because we were just, like, talking about something, you know, just, like, didn't want to stop talking and hanging out. So I think we went back and forth between our dorms, like, three times until we finally said goodnight. And that was very cute and, like, rom-com-y of us.
Hi, Aria. This is Noelle. I'm calling to leave you the qualities I love about Delaney. First of all, I love her so much. And when she was a child, I remember making her laugh for the first time that I made her laugh in her high chair. And she would just giggle and laugh. And it was the best laugh. And she still has it. And I would love getting together with her because she was so much fun. She loved to play, laugh, sing, and dance, and I couldn't wait to see her. And then as she grew into a young woman, I know she got a little more shy, but now after college as a young adult woman, she has really come into her own. I love her personality. She is very funny. And that's one thing that I've just really noticed more and more. She's extremely witty, a quick wit, and really funny. She makes me laugh a lot, and I love being around her and hearing her stories. And she makes me laugh in her comments. And the other thing I have quality I have just recently realized is how smart she is. I knew she was smart. She went to Michigan. She got all A's, but unbelievable the knowledge she has and how quickly she knows all these different topics. And she should really be on Jeopardy. I told her that, but she's extremely intelligent. And I really want to say, with her kind heart and overcoming Rick, her father, was so hard. I feel so bad for her. And then her mother, she really stepped up and became such a caregiver, just going with her all the time, wanting to be present. And it had to be so hard for her because she's still her child. And I know it was hard, but she has really gotten into it, loves her mother very much and is caring for her and finding out all the information for telling and wanting to be there. And I think that is just so sweet and courageous when she has had so much misery too. So I just noticed those qualities lately. And I love her. So in a nutshell, the kind, beautiful, inside and out, always beautiful, but the sense of humor and the kind, caring heart.
Ode to Delaney Rose.
Long ago, on a very, very hot July day, Kelly Charlene had sweet baby Delaney Rose with curly hair thicker than any of her aunts. Not fair, but she was still loved from head to toes. As she grew up, we watched her dance. We watched her act. We swelled with pride as she excelled at U of M. She met great friends who continue in her life, and they treat her as a rare and special gem.
She branched out from acting. She trained with the best, both at school in Ann Arbor and at OTP. She was a combo producer slash assistant to me, Scott Buffet, and married to her aunt, TCT. I can't say I've known her as long as I've known my wife, but I can certainly say she's been a very key person in our life. She's great with game playing. She's smart and she's quick. She wins more than she loses. For your team, she's a great pick.
And so, for sweet Aria, with the help of Tay-Tay, we are more than happy to share thoughts of Delaney for this special day. She's wearing her cardigan, and she has such style. She bends like a willow, speak now of her smile.
Karma should tell us she's more than the man, that she's fearless, not delicate. Evermore, we're her fan.
Her reputation precedes her. We know all too well that we're enchanted to know her. Long live her spouse. P.S. We know that she would never be so clever that she forgets to be kind.
When I sit down with Delaney's mom and ask her these questions, she immediately begins to cry, which I think is testament to how much Delaney means to her. After collecting herself, she gave this interview. Afterwards, she said, "I should have said I was proud of her, because I am. And I don't think she always knows that." Here is Kelly.
Hi, this is Kelly Towner. I'm Delaney Leach's mom. I love Delaney more than anyone. She's the most important person in my world, and has been for 26 years. She is my best friend a lot. She makes me laugh. I like how she's passionate about things she believes in. We don't always agree on stuff, but it goes to her heart and things touch her. She makes me laugh. She makes me cry. But she's the center of my world, and I think very highly of her. Love her to death.
I started this project in order to show Delaney how much she's loved. But I think part of it is just that I love her so much that it's hard for me to quantify. And it's hard for me to express in a way that I feel fully says it. And it's always been easier for me to analyze an emotion than to feel it. So I felt like it would be easier to ask other people how they feel about her than talk about it myself. I ended up learning a lot and spending a lot of time doing one of my favorite things, which is talking about Delaney. I interviewed 13 people in person. I had 3 voicemails. 2 people send me voice recordings and conducted 2 Zoom interviews. The thread seemed to be that Delaney's smart and kind and funny and wonderful. And she is so, so loved. I gave everyone the same set of questions. It was, say your name, what do you love about Delaney, and can you tell me a story or a moment that you've had with her? And then some people I asked if there's anything that they thought that they noticed and loved about Delaney that she might not know about herself. Then after I conducted the interviews, I tried to sit down and ask myself these questions. This is what I came up with. Delaney Leach is my best friend. Whenever something good happens to me, she's the first person I want to tell. Whenever something bad happens to me, she's the first person I want by my side. She's kind, she is smart, she is funny. She's always says something unexpected. She has an amazing laugh. She has a way of knowing what I'm thinking or what I would like. She's thoughtful. The feeling's too big to explain, I guess. Whenever I see sunlight outside, I think of her. She's just an incredible person. But this is just a fraction of the people who know and love Delaney. It's impossible to know the impact that you have in other people's lives. And it's impossible to know for sure how people feel about you. But I hope that this little glimpse into the people around you has shown you just how much joy and light and love you bring everywhere you go.
We love Delaney Leach.
I love Delaney Leach.
I love Delaney Leach.
I love Delaney Leach.
Yeah. I love Delaney. I love Delaney Leach. I love Delaney.
I love Delaney Leach. And I hope you do too.